everybody. This is William Del Pilar, and this is the Red, White, and Rude, where politics is downstream of pop culture, and I'm here to expose the lies they try to drip downstream for us to see and use against us. That came out all bad. But my point is the left uses pop culture and entertainment to do a lot of influencing. And at the end of the day, gosh, I hate to tell you, but they are winning. First of all, before we go on, you can find this podcast as well as our political sports at grumblingsmedia.com, as well as social media platforms such as YouTube and Rumble under the profile Grumblings Media, as well as traditional podcast outlets. If you don't want to look at this beautiful mug, Google, Apple, Pandora, Spotify. So let's get to it. First of all, I want to hit on a little pushback that Jerry Seinfeld. So Jerry Seinfeld pretty much said, well, first of all, Seinfeld was known for his sitcom, Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld. It ran for 9 seasons, did horribly in the ratings the first few years, and then it took off like a bat out of hell and made him a gazillionaire. I mean, he's easily worth between 100 and 200 million is what I would sit there and say. And to remind you, he goes, comedy today, movies, TV, it's a result of extreme leftism and PC crap. And people worry so much about offending other people. He's absolutely correct. That's what I talked about last week. However, there's a Brit, a moron named Michael Spicer. And the reason I call him a moron. He says that's what Jerry said is a load of crap. He's a dinosaur, and he's wrong. So here's why Spicer is what I call a cuck. A cuck is somebody who has no spine to speak the truth, and they do as their masters tell them. That's why I call many Democrat sheep. Hey, get off the plantation. You can escape and I can escape. You can escape too, Michael. You too can escape. I know it's the plantation over on Pond, but here's why. He works for BBC Radio or has a partnership with him. BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, is an ultra hyper leftist organization, whether it's radio, television, or whatnot. He launched a new series on there. So I say to you, do you think he's really speaking his belief or spewing what his masters tell him to spew? The latter. It's that simple. Why do I always say masters? Look, at the end of the day, you got to have some balls to be able to do what's right. And people who don't, well, they're spineless. I've given up a lot in this world. And I have regrets in how certain things, the outcome, but I don't have regrets in how I got there. I don't have regrets in what I said or did. You know, when my day comes, I have no qualms on Judgment Day. I'm not perfect, but I truly believe when you don't wish ill on others and help others and do your best to be a contributor to society, and more importantly, to stand up for the little guy, I can't do more than that. And that's how I try to live my life. Now, this idiot Spicer went on to knock John Cleese, who's a legend in England, Monty Python fame. He's pretty much been saying this for, oh my goodness, a couple of decades now, maybe a decade at least. And Spicer wants a dog on him. He views them as their old antiquated. No, Spicer's a cuck on the UK plantation. That's what it boils down to. He will not say anything to the opposite because the BBC will cancel them, throw them off the air. They control them. It's as simple as that. So that was pretty much the only pushback I saw. I mean, Seinfeld's an icon, and what he said, nobody really argues with. So Spicer coming on from across the pond, it's just him trying to get his name out there. You know, shtick, you know. So Spicer, stay your ass in the UK. Where you are killed, where you support the killing of people, where you support imprisoning the people for speech, where you support everything that takes away the freedom that you will not have one day, but are so quick to take from others. So, moron alert over. Michael Spicer, the moron. Jerry Seinfeld is not a dinosaur, and he's absolutely correct, and comedy has not evolved. Hold on. See, before I let this one go, he said comedy has evolved. Comedy has evolved to what? You can't say anything? You can't make people laugh? Offending that one person over the majority is correct? No, it's not. That doesn't mean the majority is right all the time, but in this case, it's one little cuck who goes, oh, my feelings are hurt, and the whole world wants to change. This is what happens when you get civilized. You forget the basic human instincts and our human nature. And laughter is a great way of curing a lot of ills. And this guy's okay with taking it away from us because he's still getting paid to not make people laugh while he's trying to make them laugh. All right, let's move on. Oh, man. What a day. What a day. What a day. Okay, so let me see. I want to say today is what the 16th was today. The 16th. So yesterday, the internet went nuts. Because DEI partner Ubisoft released an Assassin's Creed, their latest Assassin's Creed AAA title, Assassin's Creed Shadows. Well, the problem is it's set in Japan, and because of DEI, they're making the protagonist a black character. Now, the reason everybody's upset about this is really simplistic. And let me tell you why. I am an Assassin's Creed fan. I played about four or five of the games over the last decade. They're time consuming. It takes me months to complete them because I only play for an hour or so every few days, you know, or something to that effect. And Assassin's Creed is one of those AAA titles that has lots of missions, lots of adventure. Lots of fantasy mixed in with history. So you actually learn. You just got to separate the fantasy from the data, you know? But Assassin's Creed 1 was set in the Middle East. It was an Arab as a protagonist. Assassin's Creed 2, set in Italy. Ezio, the most famous and beloved Assassin's Creed. Then we come to America. It's a Native American. He's a half Native American. His father was the white European, which is how the world tended to work back then. Then you have Assassin's Creed Unity, set in France, a French protagonist. Assassin's Creed Origins, set in Egypt, an Egyptian protagonist. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, set in Greece, a Greek protagonist. You see where I'm going with this, people? It's not rocket science. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, obviously set in a Norse country, Sweden. Assassin's Creed Shadows, set in Japan. A black protagonist. And they're trying to lie to you. They are trying to brutally lie to you. What they're saying is the character is Yasuke. He was actually a real black character back in the time, but his master was a racist and he was just a retainer. He was never a samurai. So when this came out, the man I don't know who I follow because he's making a difference, Grums, who is Asian, had issues with this based on what I just said. Now let's pause here for a minute. 20 years ago, nobody would have cared. Nobody would have cared. But because of cultural appropriation, which was begun by many Black Americans, I remember the cornrows. You know, here's the thing about history. You may think you know where something started, but as we've seen with civilization is only 2,500 years old, the Babylonians, Akkadians, Assyrians. Then whoops, civilization is at least 5,000 years old. We just discovered the Sumerians. What? Civilization is at least 12,000 years old. We discovered a whole city in Turkey. You see what I'm saying? You see how we screw it up? The other one is the pyramid was built 2,000 years ago, and 100 years earlier, they didn't know how to make a pyramid and made a crappy mud one, but they mastered it in 50 years. History is always wrong until you actually have the evidence that shows you it's not wrong, you know. And they don't. Every time they're posting theories, hypotheses, it's wrong. So we don't know about at the end of the day what is true or not. We can suspect, but we don't always know. So, how did this cultural appropriation start? Well, it started with, like I said, the cornrows. I remember the cornrows, the black chick. Let's see. Cultural appropriation accusations by Black Americans samples. And she was physically attacking the white guy who had him. And my issue with cultural appropriation is it's another way to create racism. And what do I mean by that? Well, countries come together. Countries come together through cultural appropriations. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Through cultural sharing. So when my friends, so let me repeat that. We get along better and we grow as a society when we share our culture. It's like, hey, this is who I am. You want to share? Whether it's clothes or food. And those are the two easiest. So, for example, when I have friends who come over, I'm always giving them a pastel if it's pastel season or tamale in Panama, in terms of what we call it. And it's a dish. It's a Latino dish. It's tweaked depending on what country you're from. We have many soups, we have a traditional one, arroz con pollo. Man, shut up. So we that's how I share my culture. That's what's traditionally done. But when you don't share culture and you own it, well, let's put it this way. Asians would own a lot of the technology. White elitists would own a lot of the technology. Hell, we couldn't even wear pants. Only white people could wear pants. You see where I'm going, how stupid this gets? But it also creates racism because if you're not sharing and you're only associating with yourselves, that creates hate towards others outside the group. So when I saw Black America doing that, I'm like, well, that's the continual Democrat plantation indoctrination that the white Democrat elitists are doing. And then lo and behold, they wanted to bring my brethren Latinos into it. And that's when I got involved. It's a situation with having to fight for what's right. Because I'm like, no, what you're saying is not right. Because it cultural appropriation extended out into safe spaces. Well, again, when you only talk and interact and work with your own, you're going to become a full-fledged racist. That's just how it works. I mean, take any sociology course in college, and that's where they talk about these type of things. How like-minded cultures want to hang with like-minded people, meaning if you're black, you want to hang with blacks. If you're white, you want to hang with whites. If you're Latino, you want to hang with Latino. Well, for us, we kind of hang with everybody. There's been cultural and this spreads. All of a sudden, every minority group except for Anglos start accusing everybody of cultural appropriation. We've had it with Canadians. We've had it with Filipinos, with Indians, Vietnamese, Mexicans. Even the movie Avatar has faced accusations. Cultural appropriation is nothing but a con game. It's a con game by leftists where they say we own this. I mean, according to Al Sharpton, blacks created and built the world. Everything was done by them. He said that over and over and over. I got news for you, Reverend Al. Those Egyptians a couple thousand years ago, they were red, not brown, not black. We tend to forget history. We tend to forget what was actually written. And we just flat out lie because we're not taught anymore. So, back to Assassin's Creed. This is classic cultural appropriation. And what happens is when people of color do it, when my Latinos do it, they scream as loudly as any other one, whether it's black, Asian, or whatnot. So everybody does it. Now, but when people of color do it, it's like, what's the big deal? Remember the black Cleopatra? Egyptians freaked out. Because despite the lie that Al Sharpton said, they're not black. You see my point here? But they made her black and they came out with what's the big deal? Then they accused America of being racist and purposely not watching it because they're black. No, because it was a bad movie and you were culturally appropriating everything and you were sending a woke message. That's why it bombed. So they're trying to sit there and say, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is Ubisoft has a history of respecting the country and making the protagonist a member of that country, that culture. So this, and Ubisoft is one of the leading gaming companies that is pushing DEI. So this is not by accident. This is not to tell a better story. This is nothing but DEI and cultural appropriations. Look, Assassin's Creed is based in Japan. Every other country had a protagonist from that country. Why isn't it this one? It's stupid. It's racist. And we know why they're using this individual, Yasuka. Now, think about it this way. They do, the next Assassin's Creed is in Africa. And Stanley Livingstone is the protagonist. Or a Portuguese white guy. Or an English white guy. You see what I'm going with this? No, I wouldn't want that. This is similar to Luke Cage, Hero for Hire. The man was brought up in the ghetto, was created with an afro. He symbolized the black man from the 1970s, and we all loved him. I mean, we all loved him. His best buddy was a white martial artist. I mean, there was a plan some of these writers had. If you ask me, let's get a Latino to play Luke Cage. I go, no, you idiot. Luke Cage is a black man, period. End of story. And that's how I feel about these creations. So technically, Ubisoft can make the protagonist black. That's not the issue. The issue is we are now in a different world of woke, of DEI. And this isn't just a coincidence. And you know what? There are black men. There's one called Kaida on X. And man, he's getting a lot of lip because he agrees with me. He sees it for what it is. And obviously, Grums is Asian. He agrees with it. And the other thing is they're trying to create revisionist history. Here's what I mean by that. Wikipedia needs to be sued, but they're protected. Once those protections are removed, Wikipedia is going to cease to exist because they're not going to be able to handle the millions of lawsuits because Wikipedia has made it its job to be as ultra-leftist as it can be. So there was an edit war on this individual, Yasuke, and Assassin's Creed. He is not a samurai, never was a samurai, never. Wikipedia, according to Wikipedia, they omit that and they leave you with the impression he was. So the defense of the average ignorant cuck, and I don't care if you're a white progressive, a black progressive, an Asian progressive, whatever, you're a cuck because you don't have the spine, the want, the desire to go find the truth. You're okay with being a victim. You're okay with being told how to act by your plantation overseer masters. I used to be one of you. And I just got fed up and said, enough. When the Democrat who was recruiting me, and I was going to sign up and register for the Democrat Party that day, said that, yeah, all Republicans, they hate you, brown people. I'm like, hold on. I'm a light-skinned Latino. My grandmother may be black. My cousin may be that beautiful bronze, brown. But they're blood relatives. And I loathe and hated the Democrat Party from that moment on. So back to Yasuke. There are no historical writings in essence. In essence, he's just a snippet in there. But Hollywood, America, because we are diverse, they've made the Afro-Samurai way bigger than he ever was. And, you know, I get it. There's a market for that here. There's a market for that. So I don't mind that. But I mind is what Ubisoft is doing here. And anyway, this individual, Grums, his name is Mark Kern. He's a former Blizzard producer, and he is leading a charge against DEI in gaming. Everything from DEI is forcing companies to, through pressure, to change a beautiful character into a manly-looking one. No lie! How big boobs must be. I mean, they're just going nuts, and he's leading the charge to fight this. So, in essence, according to Grums, Yasuke, he was a black man, and he knows his history. He knows everything about this. He was more of a novelty, treated in a racist way by his master, Nobunaga. And by master, I don't mean slave ownership type, meaning there's a ritual or there's a way the Japanese talk with sensei masters, things of that nature. You morons who want to sit there and say, hey, that's right, that's it. Oh man. So Yosuke never did anything in real life except surrender. So that's what has them angry too. It's like they're making a mockery of history to prop somebody up who should not be propped. Again, 20 years ago, I wouldn't have cared. Actually, that's not true. I would have cared because I would have seen their track record and gone, whoa, 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 whoa. You're trying to shove wokeness down my throat. So I would have even said it back then. But the point is, it's a political hot button now because right now, what DEI wants to do is go, okay, black man, you are guilty of this crime. But because of DEI, you're sentenced to 1 year. Latino, you're guilty of this crime. You are sentenced to 2 years. Whitey, you are guilty of this crime. You are sentenced to 8 years. That's, in essence, what DEI is attempting to do. Whether it's affirmative action, lesser accountability, it's only for one culture, one race. I have black family members. My niece is working for me. She's black, so biracial. I'm tougher on her than I am on anybody else. Because I'm going to teach her the value of what you get when you work hard. What happens when you understand how to critically think? I just chastised her last night. She went offline without giving us her pass down. I said, yo, don't be a grunt. You know you have to do a pass down. Just because I'm not around doesn't mean you get excused. I mean, it's simple lessons, but it's lessons of accountability, of responsibility, of being proactive. If I was a racist, these people want to make me out to be simply because I disagree with their racism. Why would I be helping my niece? I've helped many people of color. My mom's helped many people of color. What I loathe is human nature. What I loathe is people who use our human nature against us to twist it, to turn it into vile evil. And that's what Democrats do. That's why I call it the Democratic plantation. Little secret for y'all. After the slaves were freed, y'all think that it was just blacks who were lynched. It was both blacks and Republican whites. Learn history, research it, and you will be shocked. So it's obvious what Ubisoft is doing. I also want to give some kudos here, some props too. Hat tip, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, to Alex Gerzo of Geeks and Gamers. It's a site I discovered a while ago. He keeps tabs on a lot of this stuff. Oh man. So good site, good site. It's Geeks and Gamers. Anyway, so back to the topic. It's obvious Ubisoft is pushing its DEI. They're taking advantage. Wikipedia, the progressive leftist gamers, are editing Wikipedia and trying to get it locked to put out a false narrative. Because what happens is people go to Wikipedia. See, it doesn't say he's not a samurai. You're wrong. And Wikipedia is the farthest from the truth. Farthest from the truth. And what makes it so important is you parents out there, you young adults, wives pregnant, or you're just married, you're gonna have kids. Gaming is the greatest influence on our youth today. Period. End of story. Greater than Hollywood ever thought they could be. Greater than politics thought it could be. So revising history, they're gonna think that's actual history. Why? Because they're indoctrinated. So what they're told, they believe. They're using video games as cultural weapons. And more importantly, to y'all out there, this Latino with a half brother who's Japanese, this is an attack on the Japanese culture. It is. It's no different than Jemele Hill, a black supremacist, who said it is a black American's right to be racist against Asians. Her and others said it because they lost a court decision in which the Supreme Court said, no, Jemele, y'all can't be racist against Asians in college entry criteria. You can't. You just can't. This is no different. No different. So there's been a running commentary on the Wikipedia war. The last one I saw was there was a user, Theozilla, again, thanks to Geeks and Gamers, who successfully removed the section from Wikipedia that shows, hey, this guy's not a samurai. There's no proof he was ever a samurai. There's nothing. And boy, the Japanese, well, they document everything, and they've not destroyed it like Western nation or Western civilization has. Wikipedia is saying you don't need a source to prove he was a samurai or to identify him as a samurai. Again, that's a slap in the face. That's a white man. Or it could be a black man. I assume Theo Zilla is a white guy. Could be a Latino. We don't know. But what he's saying is, screw you, Japanese. Screw you, Japan. Go bleep yourself. Ain't nobody need no proof to tell me what a samurai is. But you come here and you have to have proof for everything. Except voter ID to go vote. Oh, man. It's just terrible. It's just terrible. Now, you want to see the real kicker here? The Japanese are also freaking out. I guarantee you they're going to lose a couple million in sales in Japan. And Japanese government, I hope they come down on Ubisoft somehow. They don't like it when their traditions and their people are messed with. So, this is from Japan. A game where black people massacre Japanese people in the Sengoku period is a perfect example of Ubisoft. Is this what happens when political correctness is taken to the extreme? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Here's another one. They can't even get it right. The sword is in the wrong position. It's no good to have it open at your side. I wanted Yasuke to appear as an ally. Are they mocking Japan? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They have no respect for you. They don't like you. Look, I'm going to come clean here. Since I was a child, I noticed there is tension between black Americans and Asian people. And I saw it really heavy in the military. And I've seen it now, even with conservative blacks. You know, the progressive blacks, you know, they have no qualms about it. But it's there. Remember when the Democrat plantation tried to sit there and say, oh, whites are, we have to stop all these hate crimes from whites towards Asians, because they wanted to bring Asians into their minority Big Ten of victim mentality. The Asians were the first to respond. What the bleep you talking about? 80% of hate crimes towards Asians are committed by blacks. So am I here to crap on blacks? No, but I'm here to set the record straight, because these people are out there lying to you now. It's a bit disappointing. I wanted to play as a Japanese ninja. I get it, Mr. Japanese man. It's my favorite game since I started with Syndicate and have played everything. So this is sad. I'm in the same boat, brother. I don't think there are any Japanese people supervising the architecture. And actually, it's a fat white girl who's in charge of this game. You think you'd get somebody who's actually qualified. But DEI, got to get the fat person in. Got to make sure we get the woman in. So, boom! Yeah, kill two birds with one stone. So, I don't think there are any Japanese people supervising the architecture. No, they had a couple of Japanese consultants. Whether they're from actual Japan or knew actual history or just were Japanese, we don't know. So, I don't think there are any... Let me try to finish this. I don't think there are any Japanese people supervising the architecture. It's Chinese and filled with lanterns, torii gates, and paper lanterns. So it doesn't feel like this. I think the shogun stands out after the good example to the drama. Oh, man. Somebody says it was never about representation. It was always about subversion. Absolutely correct. Actually, correct. This is going to really backfire on them. Now, my take is, and they're out there, I'm actually flying out as soon as this podcast is done, so I won't have the opportunity to send them to the producer to upload into the video. But there's a great Black Panther image with Ryan Gosling's face on it, you know, and there's one of Great Warrior. Actually, he was a terrible human being, but a great warrior, Azula Warrior. They had Willem Dafoe's face on him, you know, with the muscle build, you know, and African Americans freak out when that happens. So why should they be mad if they're freaking out over here? Why do they all of a sudden say it's no big deal. Why do Democrat elitists living in their ivory towers, the white elitists, say what's a big deal? But then poo-poo when it's flipped around. Now, my issue isn't because this is black. My issue is equality. I don't believe in equity. Fuck equity. Fuck equity. That's how strongly I'm against DEI and the racism it pushes and promotes. I am about equality. And ever since I was a child, that's always bothered me. Because I was always like, well, why not treat them equally? Why not treat them equally? Now we're in a world where there is no equality. It's about equity. And I got to tell you, Thomas Sowell, our greatest intellect of my generation, black man, Marxist out of Harlem, quickly realized how the world works, became a libertarian and economic master. And he says the same thing. And like me, he looks at it and uses the data. And black conservatives who understand what's happening, they're being called Uncle Tom, Coon, whatever name, by other blacks. I mean, it's brutal. And one Japanese individual said, for the first time, I understand what cultural appropriation is. Hey, but you know what? What's going to happen is Kotaku, the leftist, progressive, transgender, living, breathing gaming magazine, is going to call those Asians, tell them, you got to get a clue. You got to get on board. You're racist. Your thought process. That's what they do. One guy was being sarcastic. How I always imagined Assassin's Creed in Japan. And then he has an image, pre-woke versus DEI. And many people believe that it was Japanese. But since DEI, they changed it. In fact, one individual, Infinite Chronicles number one, for sale at Infinite Alley Comic. I worked on some narrative elements for the Sengoku era of Japan for Assassin's Creed back in 2013 through 2014. When I worked under contract in San Jose, Tokyo area, I guess they tossed all that out for Black Samurai, some cannon destroying Kunoichi boss. However, Mark Kern Grum says that I have other sources that I trust that are telling me that the story might be unchanged after all. I can't go into specifics, but this original poster might not have had the full story. Long had short of it. AC Shadows has had a long development and has gone through many iterations or changes. It's just hate, pure, unadulterated hate. And here's what's worse. So there's a website called boundingcomics.com. I go there all the time. I couldn't get in there. Warning, dangerous site. Somebody reported them. Specifically the story where he's exposing this about what's happening. They reported the website as unsafe. And Microsoft Edge wouldn't let me in. When I said let me in anyway, it bounced me back out. Now, some people say, well, there's reasons for this. They're trying to be edgy. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. These gaming companies are losing money. They're just trying yada, yada. Oh, fuck off. You don't sit there and tell me every, you know, Arab country, it's an Arab. Italian country, it's Italian. America, during the colonial times, he's a Native American. France, it's French. Egypt, it's Egypt. Greece, it's Greek. Sweden, it's Valhalla. Japan, blah. No, just stop with the lie. Just stop with the lie. Stop with the freaking lie. So then they start throwing up posters of Tom Cruise, Last Samurai. Well, it turns out it's based off an actual real character who had a massive impact versus somebody with a couple lines written about him who didn't win anything but loss and was never a samurai. Oh man, it's kind of like those who compare our the US's support for Israel, which I support because Hamas raped, tortured, and murdered hundreds of people and still has over 100 prisoners, including Americans. And then there's a Ukraine, which we, the United States of America in 2014, helped prop up a coup to oust a democratically elected government. Apples and oranges. Same thing with The Last Samurai and Yosuke. Oh man. Tom Cruise, The Last Samurai. Was this DEI? Where was the outrage? Now here's the kicker. There was outrage. There was freaking outrage at this. So not only is this guy, this moron, Uni Sensei, lying, and he's what I call a black supremacist. He can't even create an argument properly. Oh man, he's what I call a plantation sheep, not even an overseer. He's just a plantation sheep out there screaming and doing what he's told to do. Then there is I told you Kaida. He sat there, he's black, been called every name in the book. Oh man. And there was also an Activision DEI leak in terms of what Activision has done with DEI. You're forced to undergo DEI. You're forced to listen. You have to do all this or you're going to get fired. So not only are they promoting racism, they're telling you you have to accept it or else. Or else. I'm telling you, the lawsuit and DEI is failing in the courts because it's racism. You can't go to a court who looks at everything as equality, because that's how it's supposed to be, and say, hey, court, we're telling you it's okay to be racist. And the court's saying, no. And that's even coming from the most racist leftist activist judges. Even they know it. Be careful what you wish for, people, because everything's cyclical. It truly is. Yeah. Oh, cultural appropriation. So in reality, Yosuke was a servant. He was the first black man that the daimyo Oda Nobunaga had ever seen and asked Italians to hand him over. He came with Italians. Sadly, he was seen more as a pet. He'd never seen somebody like that. He arrived indentured service in the indentured service of Italian missionaries to Japan. Now they're saying he arrived as a full-blown samurai. He must have learned it on the boat from Italy over to Japan. So he was a treasured possession because he was arguably the only black person in Japan. Gave him a short sword, had him follow him everywhere. He was a pet. Now, Nobunaga liked him. But I'm not saying this to denigrate him. I'm saying this because this is the fact versus the fiction. And he was only there about 3 years. And I got to give credit to Eon Miles Chong. He's Singaporean, another Asian. So he is a legit beef. So Nobunaga was betrayed and took his own life. Those who defeated him, they had to decide what to do with the possessions, and that included Yosuke. And they decided to spare him. He's not Japanese. He's not worthy of being traded the same as Nobunaga's other vassals. And there's no record of him fighting, putting up a fight to defend his master. And because of that, that's probably what saved his life, according to the article. Send him off to live in India with in a monastery. Boop, end of story. We don't even know if he was any good with a sword. Look, it takes decades and decades. He was there 3 years. The sword, short sword, is probably for show. It's probably short, like, well, dude, we don't want you to hurt yourself. He was no samurai. Cultural appropriation. It's about brownie points. And here's the other thing that Ian says. I don't know if it's true, but it's an interesting note. Look, Ubisoft's a French company. Man, they have, excuse my French, they have fucked Africa over. I mean, to this day, they make deals that are literally one-sided deals because these dictators are easily bought and bribed. The poor African people have truly never had a continent with benevolent rule by themselves, by their own. They are destroying and dissing, disrespecting Japanese culture. There's no way around that. And my final comment to Mark Kern, he's Asian. He says, I'm Asian and Ubisoft decided to erase me and replace me in a game about my own country. Isn't that what they would say if they made Assassin's Creed Shadows a white dude? Why are they okay with it when they picked a black dude? And he's absolutely right. Again, equality, not equity. So then others are comparing Neo to Assassin's Creed Shadows. And Williams Adams was actually the real historical figure who actually became a samurai. He's white. Again, that's what happens when you're indoctrinated. You see something, you make wrong assumptions. AOC Shadows Atreus, who I interviewed last week. Check out the podcast. We talked a little football too, as well as gaming and DEI and things of that nature. But he's right. AC Shadows are pure pandering. Yasuke was never a samurai, and it's disrespectful that every game beforehand that had characters culturally fit. But go to Japan, and they diss Japanese culture. Absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. And should never have happened. All right. All righty. There was one more topic I did want to talk about, and I'm trying to think what it was. I'm in such a rush here trying to get out the door regarding the Republican convention I'm headed to cover it. I'm heading there to cover it. But I've dabbled on this enough that I need to head on out. And I think I have proven my point well enough. This is cultural appropriation. It's nothing but racism and hate. And those who say, what's a big deal? Well, it's a big deal according to you when it happens to your side. I'm an equality guy, not an equity guy. Yo soy Latino, baby. I've got every color in my family. And I look at them all equally with love and anger. I don't care what skin color they are. If they need help, we're there for them. So that's why I'm joining this chorus. My brother is half Asian. Lost his family in Nagasaki. I'm not sure how he would feel about this. He's pretty much a leftist. But that said, with respect to his culture and his side of the family that's passed on, this is racism, promoting racism. You can find this podcast, Red, White, and Rude, as well as my political podcast, Fired Up, and my sports podcast, Points on the Board, along with our other political and sports podcasts at grumblingsmedia.com. You can also find us on YouTube and Rumble, as well as Google, Apple, Pandora, Spotify, all under the profile handle Grumblings Media. My friends, thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is William Del Pilar. This is the Red, White, and Rude, and I bid you adieu.